إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran: O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared, and do not die except in a state of Islam. And Allah says: O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate and made from their combination many men and women. So fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says: O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then they are indeed victorious. To proceed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you study the Meccan Quran, you'll find that the concepts of the chapters of the Quran that were revealed before the Hijrah revolve around calling people to the worship of God alone, establishing that there is a hereafter, there is a day of judgment, that there is the establishment of the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the finality of that message. And yet among these chapters that many of us are very familiar with, especially in that 30th juz, you'll find, interestingly enough, a chapter that deals with a particular element of character, a specific element of character, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe be to those who cheat the scales. Woe be to them. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those who, when they sell, الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ, they receive all of their payment. Or when they buy from people, they get their weight in full. But when they sell to people, they play with the scale, they play with the measurement, so that they can sell them less while still receiving payment in full. This idea is one that is manifested not just in buying and selling, but also any time when you have two different sets of scales. When you have two different scales of justice, when you have two different scales for outreach, for outrage, when you have two different scales for outrage, when you have two different scales for what you view to be a human being and who is deserving of your support and your defense, when you have two different scales for what you believe to be acceptable, who has the right to speak, who has the right to share, and who doesn't. And I believe all of us are quite familiar with this because we have been experiencing it our whole lives and witnessing it our whole lives. We see it play out on the most dangerous of territories, when we see that the children of Gaza are not given the same outrage that the children of Ukraine receive. We see it even in sporting events, when we see the Western world not broadcast the opening ceremony of Qatar, which is highlighting the culture of the Muslims, that which is beautiful of our culture, but broadcast the opening ceremonies of Paris, the Olympics that were highly criticized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking of these scales and those who play around with the measurements and the weights and standards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُم مَبْعُوثٌ. ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do those people not think that they are going to be resurrected for a great day when all of mankind stands in front of the Lord of the worlds? On that day, the scales will be perfect. And on that day, there will be no oppression. And on that day, the scales will be the scales of truth. Now, when you experience the bitterness of oppression, how does a person have resilience? How does a person absorb everything that we continue to absorb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as we continue in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the personality and the traits of those people who play with the scales, Allah calls them the mutaffifin at the beginning of the surah, but then He calls them the fujjar. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابُ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ. He calls them the fujjar, the transgressors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, rather, there is a paint that has been placed over their heart. There is a stain over their heart. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us that تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنْ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَعَرْضِ الْحَصِيرِ عُودًا عُودًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that trials are presented to a person's heart like straws, one after the other. So when a person's heart is presented with a trial, it could be any test in a person's life. You've got two choices. This is what you know Allah loves, and this is what you know is forbidden. But when a person absorbs that which is wrong, then that stain comes onto their heart. And that person who rejects that trial, a white spot is placed on their heart. Until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hearts of people become like two hearts, completely different. One is like an overturned vessel in Sahih Muslim. One of them is like an overturned vessel. When you have a cup and you flip it over, no light can come into that cup anymore. And so it becomes like an overturned vessel, not recognizing right or wrong, illa ma ushriba min hawa, except what it absorbs of its own hawa, except what it likes. And then another heart becomes white, smooth like a rock. It is not afflicted by trials as long as the heavens and the earth stay. That person is not afflicted by trials anymore. But the point here is that there are people, and I want you to understand that there are two types of people. There are those who recognize the truth. They recognize what is wrong. Those people are pharaonic. They still reject it though. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Fir'aun and his people, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. They recognized the signs of Moses. They still rejected it as they were certain of it, ظُلْمًا, out of oppression and arrogance. But then there are those who truly simply see their way as the right way, no matter how wrong it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so is he who is on clear evidence from his word like him who the evil of his work has been made attractive and they follow their own desires. These people follow their own desires. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. As for the person who his actions have been beautified for them, their evil actions have been beautified. There are people who have sin-colored glasses. They just see everything that they do, no matter how wrong it is, they see it as right. And that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khudlan. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguiding them, not protecting them. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us always. But when we see everything that we continue to see play out, whether it's on the world stage or whether it's locally here, one of the feelings that I believe a person is inspired to have is gratitude that I am not like them. I am not somebody who distinguishes between the dignity of any human being. I find them to all be worthy of protection. I am not someone who defends the killing of anybody who is supposed to be protected, no matter their race, no matter their ethnicity, no matter their religion, no matter their creed. And what I am following, when these systems continue to fail, I seek comfort in that I am following a book that is eternal in its truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this Quran guides to that which is best. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who follow this Quran, that we be guided to that which is most upright and that which is best. أقول ما سمعتم واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. One of the elements that a person has to have is they have to have resilience. They have to have resilience. You have to recognize that if you speak truth, then not everybody is going to like you. The prophets were not loved by their people once they called them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were mocked, they were ridiculed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah says, we made for every prophet enemies. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Waraqa ibn Nawfal, the first day he had received his revelation, the first person that he met after his wife Khadija brought him, he said, I hope that I am with you when they kick you out. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are they going to expel me? That's never happened before. They lived in a tribal system. You were born into your tribe. You were never exiled from your tribe. And so he said, yes. Nobody comes with the message that you came with, illa udi, except that they made enemies. They made enemies. And so a person recognizing that this is something that comes with the territory, whenever you are working for truth, whenever you are calling for truth, there are going to be people who you are ruffling their feathers and you are stepping on their toes, and they're going to react like someone who is being stepped on their toes are being stepped on. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I conclude with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Ali Imran, he says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّى أُجُورُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Your reward, إِنَّمَا تُفِيدُ الْحَصْرِ. إِنَّمَا means only this. Your reward will only be fulfilled on the Day of Judgment. What is the reward that I'm seeking? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاسْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُ. If I enter Jannah at 20 years old, no matter what crime was committed against me, or 30 years old, or 15 years old, or 7 years old, or 60 years old, no matter what difficulty I go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever is shifted, زُحِّيَ is just to be shifted a little bit, from the hellfire to Jannah, that person has won. And this world that we are so attached to is simply mata'ul ghurur. It is simply a delusion of enjoyment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is expectation, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ, you will be tested, فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, in your wealth and in yourselves. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And you will hear from those who were given the book from before you, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. You're going to hear a lot of hate. You're going to hear a lot of harm. You're going to hear, you know, you're going to hear that which grieves you, that which harms you. When we see the news being manipulated, that harms us. It grieves us. When we see the truth being distorted, that grieves us. That harms us. When we hear the message and the beauty of Islam being manipulated and distorted, that hurts us as well. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will see that and you will experience that. And then he says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. If you endure, if you persevere, if you have sabr, and if you have taqwa, if you have the fear of God, that is a resolve to aspire to. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sabr. We ask Allah to grant us taqwa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our actions. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa na'udhu bika min an-nar ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha. Zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. اللهم رحمك بأهلنا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم كلهم ناصر يوم قل الناصر, وكلهم معينا يوم قل المعين. اللهم داوي جرحاهم وتقبل شهداءهم وارحم موتاهم وفك أسراهم. اللهم يا مجري السحاب، يا منزل الكتاب، يا هازم الأحزاب، اللهم أهزم أعداءك أعداء الدين، اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك، اللهم إنهم لا يعجزونك، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.